With Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park. And Jeff, we were just talking before we came on the air. These are some crazy times. Obviously understandable with what's going on with this pandemic, but the track has been through a few things over the years, but probably nothing quite like this in regard to the challenge that it presents. Can you kind of talk us through things going on at the track right now?
Yeah, and I guess when you flash back to the government shutdown in 2011, which impacted Canterbury, and we were these two aren't analogous, but we were shut down at that point. But with that, you knew that the government, they were going to get things solved, and you were coming back to work, and it was a matter of weeks, and I think it ended up being 21 days. Well, fast forward now to 2020, and we last week furloughed 850 employees, and now there is no certainty. There's no, we have no idea when we can all come back to work, or even a few of us can come back to work. So that's the real difference. And we decided on March 14th that we needed to cease operations, and did so on the 16th. And then later that day, the governor issued the executive orders, which would have shut us down anyway. We guaranteed our employees 2 weeks of pay. And then last week, April 1st, was the date that we had to furlough everyone. But so we didn't lay anyone off. We kept them on. They still have benefits. But they have no weekly income. So it's frightening for a lot of people with this just complete uncertainty of when they can come back to work. And, obviously Canterbury is not the only one in that boat. Everyone is. Anyone in the service and entertainment industry, which we are in that same situation where we just don't know when we can go back to work or what even normal will be when we do go back to work.
And from that standpoint, you mentioned, unfortunately, you had to furlough 850 workers. What is the best case? What do you hope if that, because I know you're mostly a summertime, event and entertainment, as you mentioned, but there's a lot of stuff happening on the grounds there in terms of training horses, stabling horses, all of that. What's best case? What are you guys hoping that you might be able to salvage some stuff here?
Well, as far as the summer racing season, I guess we have so many different, business segments. We had the big Twin Cities Summer Jam concert, which is part of our entertainment segment of our business, was going to be this summer. That's been postponed till next year, till 2021. Then we've got our simulcast and card casino year-round 24/7 operation. That was most of the employees that we furloughed. And then the live racing piece, which was scheduled to begin May 15th, won't begin May 15th. And it's a little bit like, say, baseball or football, where it's not the same training camp, but there is a time before the meet actually starts where you need to get people and horses and the workers and everything moved into the stable area. And that normally would have happened in about 2 weeks' time. We pushed that back to now no earlier than May 1st. So no certain date when we can open the backside, but we're the summer home to 1,500 horses from around the country and several hundred workers as well that live on site. So they're relying on being able to come to Canterbury at some point, and that's just the nature of the business, is that there's a transient population of horses and workers that go from track to track, from Phoenix to Canterbury, from Tampa to Canterbury, from Kentucky to Canterbury, and when those tracks shut down, they move on to the next racetrack. So what we need to do is figure out the safest way that we can open that backside area, because horses, and this is how they're different from an automobile. You don't put a horse in the garage and come back and get it 2 weeks later. These horses need to be cared for every day. It's really a 24/7 operation. So we need to find a way that it can work safely. And there are other tracks around the country that are currently training and racing. So we've been consulting our racing department with individuals at those racetracks. We have some horsemen, some trainers and jockeys and stable workers that are also at those tracks that are great resources for us about what's working right now on the ground in these times. So being able to use those resources and then work with the Minnesota Racing Commission, which regulates racing in Minnesota at both Canterbury and Running Aces, working with them is there a needed piece of the whole puzzle as far as racing in Minnesota goes, to find a way that would be safe, responsible, not just for our workers, but for the state, for the community as well. So those are the issues weighing on us. And we're pretty confident we can get that piece of it going again. But then when you look at what does racing mean, you're right. We're a summer entertainment event where we have an average crowd of 6,000 people. Well, no one can tell us when 5,000, 6,000, 10,000, 15,000 people can get together. And every outdoor event or indoor venue is in that same boat, is when when are we going to be able to do that? And that's really where the difficulty comes with Canterbury right now.
And when you talk about that, so there, it sounds like there could be a chance that you guys could be in the stable business without at the moment running races just for places to put horses and keep them going until racing starts. Is that right? Is that the hope?
That's correct. And that could work. And that's normally the way normal operations would work. If we would have opened on, I think, April 24th. Under a normal situation, we would have begun racing May 15th. Now we've pushed that stable open date back to it. Actually, we don't have a certain date yet. We're again working with the commission to make sure that everything is okay. But we could train and take care of the horses on the backside without racing. Now, the tracks that are racing, there's probably six, I believe, in the country right now that do have racing. None of them have crowds, so it's conceivable that we could do the same thing, but for a track like Canterbury that relies on having those crowds there and selling food and beverage and having on-track wagering, it would be tough. It would be, I don't think we could do it forever. We certainly would if we could start, and then with the hope of adding crowds later on in the summer. I think that's something we're considering. But again, there is no certainty. What we know yesterday, we probably won't be true tomorrow, and that's true for the entire country, really. I mean, it's we're all trying to do the best that we can and make sure that we take care of each other. And that's really the primary concern here, is that we're all going to survive one way or another and somehow get back to what the new normal is. But in the meantime, we've got to do what's right by everybody.
Jeff, do you know if, I'm guessing the answer is probably not yet, or maybe you do, if and when it's approved, yes, large gatherings can happen, and maybe that's in the summer, maybe it's in the fall. Would your schedule be lost dates? Obviously, you'd lose some dates, but could you have makeup dates? Could you do a Wednesday night card? Could you work it four nights a week, or is that too much, or do we not know yet in terms of trying to recoup some of the revenue that potentially could be lost here in the early portion of the summer?
Well, we normally would race 4 days a week, Thursday through Sunday, so adding an extra day certainly is possible. Running later into the fall could be something that could happen. You're back in the old Canterbury Downs days in the 80s and early 90s, the meet would start mid-April and go through the end of October. So, we had a 63-day schedule for 2020. In the old days, they would run 120 days. Mm-hmm. So you can go late into the calendar. But again, with the nature of this business, and let's just say other tracks in August, September started to reopen and open for business, a lot of the horses, trainers, jockeys that are stabled here, they move on because normally Canterbury would end mid-September. They know that they can go to other race meets in other jurisdictions, so they might already be needing to move on at that point. So it's a big jigsaw puzzle, really, that everyone's trying to put together. And, if you look even at the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, first Saturday in May, now is going to be the first Saturday in September. Well, the Triple Crown is the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont. How do those fit in, right? There's no Preakness date set yet. There's no Belmont date set yet. And it would be almost, if the Preakness were to run before the Derby, it'd be like holding the NBA Finals before the playoffs. I mean, kind of just in the tradition of the way things would work. So there's just so many moving pieces here in horse racing and every other sporting event, really.
Yeah, it's what a time, right? And I know you guys have a strong partnership with Mystic Lake just down the road, and they're certainly feeling an impact here as well. So I suppose this all ties together, and the hope would be that everything can get going here pretty soon, right?
Absolutely, yeah. SMSC and Mystic Lake have been a great partner with us and have contributed to the purses and really helped bring racing back and breeding and the egg business that surrounds it in Minnesota back, and relying on that purse money. But you're right; these are different, unprecedented times, and there's a lot of conversations that are going to have to take place here. And again, but it's all got to be done in a smart and responsible way, because we know that it impacts Shakopee. I mean, a lot of businesses in Shakopee rely on Canterbury being open and having people here, and that money that spreads throughout the community. But we can't do it in a way that would be harmful to anyone in the community. So those are things that we need to work with the state and local officials, as well as the CDC and the Minnesota Racing Commission, kind of leading the way here. When you hear companies like Canterbury or Major League Baseball or NBA or any business, talking about what we can do in the future, I don't think anyone is tone deaf. We all realize what's going on, but we also need to at some point plan. And I'm sure our marketing department has planned events and replanned events, and we'll be replanning and replanning again and again, just like other companies are going to do, because things continue to change. And at some point, we just have to know that we'll be back in business, and we'll it might not be the exact same way that we anticipated, but that we're all going to get through this. And I think that everyone needs to be aware of that. And whether you're a business or an individual, you need to make some plans, knowing that they're going to change. But, you know, we all have resources we can draw on and people that we can draw on. And I think that's the way we get through this thing.
Very good, Jeff. We appreciate the time. Best of luck. And let's hope we can get the horses out on the track here sooner rather than later.
Thank you much, Mike.
Okay. Take care, Jeff. Thanks.